I remember the moment I swore in front of the captain. As I recited the oath of enlistment, all that went through my head was you and how worried and scared you were, thinking I was going to Iraq. The hardest thing I've ever had to tell someone was to tell you I was leaving for 2 days to take my physical and enlist in the Marines. You got mad at me, telling me why I hadn't asked your permission to go. But I knew that's not why you were angry. In fact, I knew it wasn't anger that I was seeing. You were just sad, but this is how you expressed what you were feeling. After that big argument, you went to your room, but I could see through you. Not only could I see your sadness, but the way you walked off like a great warrior who has just lost a long battle and has finally given up, knowing there is nothing more to do. You tried so hard for so long to keep me from joining the service, but now you couldn't stop me. I was of legal age to join without your consent. You think I don't care about how you feel, but that day, as I laid in the hotel, all I thought about was how you were feeling. I called you that night to let you know I was fine. All I wanted was closure, for you to tell me it was okay, that you understood what I was doing. You fear and expect the worst. You don't understand the life I have chosen. This is a choice I have made and don't regret. All I want you to know is that whether I'm stationed in California or Japan, I will always remember you. And don't worry, I'll get home safe.